Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, August 27th. Top stories for today. Former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng today said most of the 101 direct awards supposedly approved under the Pakatan Harapan administration were negotiated during Barisan Nasional's tenure in power. He said the PH government had only spent 352 million ringgit for direct negotiation projects.
Adalah satu penipuan besar oleh Menteri Kewangan mengatakan Pakatan Harapan telah meluluskan 6.61 bilion projek undingan terus. Yang itu yang pertama, projek undingan terus Pakatan Harapan bukannya 1.4% tetapi hanya 0.07% daripada nilai keseluruhan perolehan kerajaan.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz said the issues related to the 101 projects should not be politicised and that he only answered the questions posed by Pontian Member of Parliament Datuk Sri Ahmad Maslan. The Sessions Court in Kuala Lumpur today fined an e-hailing driver RM16,000 in default 8 months jail. Sufazrin Amin Ismail pleaded guilty to the offence for improper use of the network facilities by transmitting offensive communications against the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah on Twitter last March. Mohammad Saiful Iskandar Kassim of the National Farmers Organization was charged in the Sessions Court in Kuala Lumpur today with 3 counts of accepting gratification totaling RM6,000 from a contractor. The former senior finance manager, however, pleaded not guilty to all the charges. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer resigned Thursday amid US pressure for its Chinese owner to sell the popular video app, which the White House says is a security risk. Mayer said that his decision to leave comes after the sharp change in the political environment. A New Zealand judge sentenced white supremacist Brenton Tarrant to life in prison on Thursday for killing 51 Muslim worshippers in the country's deadliest shooting, saying the sentence was not enough punishment for the wicked crimes. Tarrant will now go down in history as New Zealand's first convicted terrorist and the first person in the country ever sentenced to life imprisonment without parole. A day after Lionel Messi told Barcelona he wants to leave, the club said its restructuring project still revolves around the player. The club seemingly is trying to avoid an abrupt end to the player's career, but the Argentine great apparently has already made up his mind. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.